The theme is loving and valuing your truth, who you are, your essence, your divine nature. And when you make this choice, you then stop taking everything personally. That's your ego. The ego wants you to take everything personally. It rained today. Universe just wants me to be annoyed, doesn't it? Don't take it personally. Maybe you created that rain so you could let go of your anger about your loss of control or inability to control. Take that. Change that. Laugh. Take it lightly. Make it light. No big deal. Light. 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 Easy. Laugh. Where you, in the past, you would be, then would be fighting words. Laugh. Don't react like a child or an adolescent or a young adult. Don't react by, with your ego. Negative ego, rather. Respond to these stimuli from your divine self having that physical experience. When you're there, you're outside the social integrator, outside their influence. Yes, you still have to work in a society. You still have to interact with people. You still are part of a social integrator, but it doesn't have to drive your life. It doesn't have to make you miserable, which it does for most everybody. You're free when you can laugh. That's why you love comedians, especially the ones that see the ironies of things. You just laugh and laugh. They talk about stuff that has annoyed and frustrated you for years, and when they talk about it a certain way, you can just laugh at all the stupidity of it. That's what you need to learn to do. You're continuously being given opportunities to step out of the trap of the man code, the woman code, the social integrator you happen to be involved with in the relationship. You have every opportunity to do it. If you don't take it personally, remember who you are. You can laugh. Social integrator doesn't get any energy, but your self-esteem has grown and you gain energy. You get energy when you do that. You get light. You get brighter, more radiant. You're more empowered, more conscious, more clear. The whole journey of you knowing who you are will by necessity take you out of and beyond all the social integrators. And then you can deliberately step into one and be a leader. The social integrators will have to respect, honor your truth if you adhere to it. And they will give you energy and others will support you. And that's how you deal with it. And you need to see this as a foundation for every relationship that you have. That this person you're having an interaction with is going to gift you a lot of information. And you can step into your light, your love, and your freedom. Understand it, let it go. Now, yeah, you've been bought and sold down the river by the social integrator many times. Had to drag yourself back out of the river, dripping wet, to the shore to dry off yet again at the end of a relationship. But you see, when you're conscious in the relationship, it doesn't require the other person to be perfect, doesn't require the other person to be more conscious and more together than you or as together, or whatever, however you see that. What it requires, though, is for you to stay in your power, in your light, in your truth, in you, loving and valuing you, regardless of what the other person does. And what that does to the relationship is it makes the relationship have a possibility of really working. We're going to go into way more detail on the details of this in the next section. But for now, recognize that you've got to be true to you. How do you find that truth for you? If you know how to feel your gut level knowing, if you can sense it in your gut, and you know what we're talking about. There are times we just knew something. You just knew it. How did you know that? You just knew it. No logic, no reason, you didn't talk yourself out of it, nothing. You just knew it. If you make all your decisions by connecting with your gut and your inner knowing, you'd be amazed at how successful your life turns out. At the very least, you'll be happy in whatever situation you are. That's the idea, isn't it? Then you can begin to manifest more and have more of what you want. But you've got to be happy in the nothing, in the now, in the here, in the you. And when you are there, social integrator ego is looking over everything. There's no flares. No flares. When there's no flares, when there's no excess conflict and stress, there's nothing for them to suck on. You get into the flow of magic and miracles. And you want that in your relationship. You want the flow in your relationship. It's giving, receiving, flowing, easy, moves. It's fulfilling, satisfying. It's enough. You're enough. And the social integrator will give you support. You'll be the star of your own little network. You'll know your boundaries. You won't take anything personally. So easy for other people to care about you, to love you, to support you. No neediness. You're just radiant, happy being yourself. And the doors open for you. The opportunities come to you because you know how to respond to them and lift yourself up with them. It's not about, okay, I have a problem in the relationship. I've got to go back and do all these processes and go back to my childhood. And da, 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 da. There's a few things you can do, yes, but don't dwell on it. Don't try to fix yourself. Don't kind of push yourself into being strong and being this person you think you're supposed to be. You are that person, but don't force yourself to be that person. Step into it by loving and valuing yourself and forgiving yourself. So at the end of this particular section, we're going to take you on a meditation to forgive yourself, to love yourself, to let go of the pressures of the social integrator, to step free, to be light, to flow. You know, that old slogan, why do angels fly? They take themselves so lightly. It's good advice. Flying is the flow. You're going to get a good release. A freedom, a new place of happiness and contentment for you, regardless of your external circumstances. Because those external circumstances have nothing to do with who you are. They're just part of the mirror, part of the gifts of your reality coming to you to show you what you want to let go of, what you want to create more of, where you want to put your attention or not. If you only knew how many supportive beings are working with you all the time, and how your reality so precisely loves you and gives you every chance to step free of the man code or the woman code, you'd be so amazed. You'd have tears of gratitude. Rather than looking at the challenges as sucky and taking it personally that the universe is after your butt. And this always happens to me. What kind of identity is that? Someone who doesn't belong in the hierarchy, who's not successful in the social integrator. There's a small person. That's not you. You're on a spiritual journey, and there's a reason why you're here today listening to us. You want to free yourself of this consensus stuff. You want to be on your own path. You want to respond to your reality in new and empowering and joyous ways and step into a greater identity and thus a greater life, a more fulfilling life. And we'll give you way more details on that. But we want you to put this whole awareness out there for you. It's very important for you to let it sink in and to realize you bought into it or you rebelled against it, which is still buying into it. It's time to end the conflict. It's time to end the codependency with the social integrator. It's time to be free. To open to the love, the magic. All right, we're going to take a break, short break here. Think about it. Think about how you bought into man code, woman code. How you saw your identity as wrapped up in all that. And where do you take challenges personally? And what's your commission a challenge anyway? And what's your biggest challenge in a relationship? What is the biggest issue you may have in a relationship still remaining? We know you've worked so much and cleared so much. But what's still remaining? Take that issue. What's the theme? What's the positive of it? Is it freedom? Is it giving and receiving freely? Is it loving? Valuing, creating. What is it? What's your theme? I recognize you've been working on your themes all along. You just saw them as issues. We're going to build your themes into a new you and a new life. But for now, we're going to take a break. 15 minutes?
Yeah.
15 minutes. And when we return, we'll do some Q&A to think about what you would like to ask. And we'll see you in a few minutes surrounding you with light and love, dear ones. Farewell for now. All right. So we hope you've had a moment to think about your relationship to you and to the social integrator network you belong to. And what we'd like to do now is turn to you and We know that you have questions. Maybe something that we say triggered something. So raise your hand if you have a question, and Daniel will distribute the mic.
Hi, Alexis. It's Andrea.
Hello.
So I have a question. I have been going to school and pursuing a new career and worked for a long time on this, and then had a long period of looking for a job, and it was really difficult, and have now gotten into a volunteer internship that is very likely leading to a job, and I love it. And just this last week, I've really let myself feel that the excitement and having it be real, you know, not like, oh, I hope this is going to turn into a job, but just like, no, this is it. I'm here now. I found it, and being really happy about it. And so yesterday, before coming here, well, yesterday morning, I woke up with this, with my lip and my neck and part of my face all covered in poison oak, and it was getting progressively worse today. And so I was just talking to a friend this morning and looking at that it could be part of image that I was letting go or needed to let go of in relationship to my work and new career and stepping into this new place. So just wondering if you have any insight on that, and just the timing seemed.
Right. It is about visibility. Mm-hmm. It is about coming to another level of knowing yourself. Okay, so we would definitely suggest that, and we have many seminars that we know you have that where you expand self-image and that kind of thing so that you can feel more comfortable with your knowing, right? Mm-hmm. Because you want to stay comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. If you get too far, if the reality gets too big, mm-hmm. and you haven't grown to cover it, then you'll start to get doubts, fears, anxieties, mm-hmm. or you'll do something like this to create a poison oak outbreak.
Right. Okay. So working on expanding.
Yes, that's what we would recommend at this time. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Hi, Alexis. Hola.
Hello.
I don't know if it's a question per se, but I think what really this morning has been such an eye opener and a mind opener to this social integrator business. And what has happened in my life is that I have kind of been aware of, I wouldn't have called it that per se, but I would have, I've felt a lot of societal pressure coming from the part of the world that I come from. I've felt a lot of that pressure, and I complied the first, you know, maybe few years of my adult life, and in the last few years, I have gone the other way of the hermit. I have become so hermetic, I don't even recognize myself, although I'm realizing that there's a very large part of me that loves to be a hermit and loves my solitude. And now I feel like, okay, I know enough of the tools, which is really what I was looking for, the tools of how to handle emotional situations and emotional flare-ups and all that excess energy that you were talking about, that I contributed quite my share and in relationships. And now I'm kind of coming to a much more of a centered, heartfelt place, and feel much more open to the possibility of the new kind of relationship that I've been imagining and wanting. And so I just wanted to comment on that and input.
Good, good. You feel ready?
I do.
Do you have space in your life for it?
Well, I do have a lot of space at this point, yes. I haven't in the past because I've been traveling nonstop and been so engaged with other things. But sort of internally, I feel like there is much more of an openness and a willingness. And
All right. Well, remember, don't get into longing.
Yeah.
Pining.
Mm-hmm.
you know, don't let yourself go there, because you've, you know, on a personal energetic level, you're so big and bright, you know, don't let yourself shrink back into that. But the most important thing is to remember that it's something that you create, and you create it to be in total alignment with yourself, with your lifestyle, with what works for you, okay? So that your lifestyle is not going to be at odds with whoever shows up, right? And that they can kind of blend in with yours because theirs and yours are compatible, right? So just kind of start seeing that. Now, we would recommend just visiting with your future self a bit. Mm-hmm. Like what we did last night. Mm-hmm. You know, just hanging out with your future self and just holding the resonance of being there. And that future self happens to be the one who has a good relationship. Mm-hmm. And that it is regular and ordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, now we had someone put a question saying, how do you make a big deal ordinary?
Right. Good question.
How do you make something that is so important, so big, so significant? And that's why they call it the significant other, right? How do you make it so big? How do you make that ordinary? Well, the thing is that that's a definition of ordinary, that ordinary must be boring. That's not true. You know, the channel and Daniel have an absolutely wonderful relationship, and it's getting better and better and better all the time, and they're more and more grateful, and they're happier and happier, but that's what's ordinary for them. It's ordinary now. Ordinary doesn't have to be limited, constricted, boring, tedious, dull, ho-hum, same old, right? Ordinary can be something that just, that's just what is. So if the reason we bring that up is because there's such judgment on the word ordinary. See, you're not supposed to be ordinary, right? You're supposed to be extraordinary. You're supposed to be special. You're supposed to be important. You're supposed to have significance. Your ego is supposed to have significance. And most people spend a lot of time seeking some kind of support for their personal significance. This is ego trip, right? They want other people to recognize their significance, their importance, their extraordinariness. Now we know we've deviated from your question, dear one. This is not your question, but we just wanted to make mention of that because you don't want to spend time focused on supporting your ego need. The ego need is to be recognized as being significant or important. The ego is always going to want that. And you're always going to feel some kind of pressure through the social integrator, channeled through your negative ego, for you to get some kind of approval, some kind of recognition of significance from others. And so we want to point out that that in and of itself will set you up incorrectly. It will set you up to go out of balance. And it will call the balancing forces to come and slice off your ego. But pride goeth before a fall. Right? So if you get into, I want everybody to recognize me and value me and so on, it means that you're not really doing it for yourself. And you don't feel enough because the social integrator never, ever tells you you're enough. Will never, ever do that because they want your energy. Now, the more work you do, the more stress you get into, the more you push and strive to be better, the more energy the social integrator can get from you. So even though that you asked a very nice, good question or made a good statement, we got off on this tangent, but we're really glad that we got to do that because we forgot to say that earlier and we wanted to say that now. So thank you for giving us the thoughts track.
I have another part to the question.
All right.
It was kind of what you said yesterday about desire and wanting to manifest, because a lot of the work that we do with Lazarus is, okay, focusing on what you desire and, you know, doing the techniques, going through the process. So we're so trained in process and technique and all of that, and putting your desire, imagination, expectation, that all the tools and all the stuff that we know. And kind of your take on it was different yesterday, or so I understood it. So how do you marry this desire and expectation and focus on what you want with this allowing? I understand the pining has to get out and the yearning.
Well, yeah, but for a lot of people, the desire will have those elements. So you want to have desire. You've got to have desire. That's
right.
Important. But the desire's got to be translated into intention. That you intend to get this that you desire, right? And as soon as you start intending it, and as soon as you start doing the processing and taking the steps towards it, you discharge a lot of that excess energy that too much desire can bring. Because the more desire you have, the more pronounced is the distinction between where you are and where you want to be. It creates more of a gap. So you want to have enough desire to be clear about where you're going and want to go there, and you want to shift that desire into intending to go there, which will put your feet in the direction of going there, and you'll do the processes that you need to do to go there. As you do the processes, you keep the desire at a balanced level so that the balancing forces aren't attracted to you. But if you over-desire and you don't take enough action, you don't balance it out. It's like being in a fantasy. If you don't take action, then obviously what you're desiring is a fantasy. Because if it was real, if you really, really wanted it, and you didn't just really want to fantasize about it, if you really wanted it, you would start taking some steps towards it. You would start, you know, doing some processes and programmings and whatever, or you'd go out and meet people and talk about it, or you'd get online and blog about it, or whatever. You'd do something about it. So if you desire something but you feel there's nothing you can do, then it ends up being more of a fantasy, and so then it gets linked up with that ideal in the social integrator. It starts getting elements of the social integrator ideal, which is dangerous. But that creates a flare. That creates too much energy because you're not discharging through action. So the balancing forces, the negative ego, the social integrator, oh, yum, here's some energy. We'll level that out. Thank you very much.
Interesting.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right. So you do need desire. You need to shift it into I intend.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're still desiring, but as you desire, you intend that, you begin to focus on it. You don't focus, again, you don't do anything obsessively, right? Even processing and programming.
Right.
Don't do extra. We had a dear one who was so wanting to get some financial deal going that she was doing energy. She was doing crystal grids, and she collected many, many, many crystals. And so she said she was putting up crystal grids for it. And she said, plural, crystal grids. And we said, well, how many crystal grids do you have? And she says, oh, around the house, I probably have about 100.
Oh,
that's excess energy. That means I don't trust that I could do it with one grid, which you could. You know, I feel like I really've got to work hard. I've got to push. That's not enough. I'm not enough. I've got to do enough. And of course, there's no way that the social integrator was going to tell her, okay, you've done enough crystal grids now. You know, you can relax about it. Oh no, a social integrator. Oh, more grids. This is good. Just sucking up that energy of all that extra desire, extra push, extra drive. You see what? So you just want to keep everything in balance, because when things are in balance, when you're not over-obsessed with something, or if you get kind of like cold and distant and push something away and get, you know, artificially kind of cool about it, you know, and dismisses almost of it, that's the other way. So you don't want to go to any extreme. It's very important to kind of stay in the balanced place with whatever you do. Because we found people in relationships, for example, that said, oh, there's a problem in the relationship, and they start doing all sorts of tremendous deep work on themselves and heavy-duty work, when really all it was that some man code and woman code stuff was in conflict. You know, and it just needed to be responded to with a little bit more consciousness. But no, they had to go back into their childhood and redo what happened at age 8 or whatever. And they had to redo at age 11, and they had to do this, and they had to do that, and they did da da, and then they had to do this meditation, and then that meditation, and that da 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 da. And, you know, when you do that, that's just too much. It's just too much energy. See, to be in the flow, it's elegance. Elegance. Elegance means you do them in the right attitude, correct state of being, you do the minimal amount that is really the optimal minimal amount. All right? And just, you stay in the flow. You don't have to push. You don't have to work. You don't have to sweat. No stress. If you do any of that, social integrator comes and takes energy from you and you get tired. And you've noticed that if you do too much personal processing, you get tired. It's the attitude by which you do it. If you're doing it in order to create a cause and effect, if I do all of this, then this reality will manifest for me. As we pointed out, that doesn't ever work. So relax about it. Know that, in a sense, for you, dear Hollow, to look at where you want to be 6 months from now. And just know and intend that's where you're going to be. Just know and intend it. And just easy. Just know, say, okay, universe, I know you're going to provide it for me. It's there. I'm going to be this future self that is 6 months in the future with a new relationship, exploring this and exploring that, and life is just going to be nice and it's going to be moving along. No fireworks. No, it's just evolving. It's just gently opening up, right? Mm-hmm. And as you get into that space, it's just so easy. It's so elegant. And you just stay in the flow. And in the flow comes the magic. And again, as we always mention, it takes time for the physical plane to be put together. There's a time delay. This is what you call time, okay? That's why you created it, to create delays. Sometimes when you have a delay, you get really annoyed and take it very personally. Mm-hmm. No. The delay is giving you time to allow better magic, to get into your power, to be in a beautiful state of being. Okay? It's giving you the opportunity. But you never see the magic happen, remember? It's out of sight, always out of sight. And then the reality shows up. And the reality that shows up is going to match your state of being. That's why you just get into that state of being and you just coast along as happy as a clam. And you da-da-da-da-da. And then it just shows up. Because you know it's going to come. You know it. It's no big deal. You see?
I like that. Thank you.
You just stay in that flow. Now we're going to, tomorrow, we're going to do more about getting you, all of you, into your flow. I mean, that's real important. You got to get into the flow. You got to find that channel of balance. Right? All right, thank you.
Hi, Alexis.
Yes.
Well, this morning's talk on the social integrator has been very illuminating.
Good.
And of course, I, like everyone else, has been completely in this culture and in the family. very much integrated into these different man and woman codes. However, growing up, even in early age, it was like I could see through the codes, and so I didn't. And certainly there's lots of aspects of me that have adhered to the codes, but there's also been, especially in relationship, a big part of me that has not adhered to the code, but I've rebelled against the code mm-hmm. in a way that it's almost like I look at my relationships and it seems as though it's been, there's been an element of trying to prove that those codes don't work, and which has not worked. And so I'd just like to hear about how I can move more elegantly in the flow forward. I think just this awareness is allowing me to let go of this aspect that's wanting to rebel or prove or stand up for, or I'm not going to be a woman that has to be just the helper. I want to be in my power, you know, all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming in as an eight, the whole thing.
Well, you know, you were very conscious at an early age, but you know, you were dependent at that time, and also you didn't have the languaging. You had no way of expressing it.
Right.
So it just made you angry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like, I don't like this. This is not right. It's not fair. It's not true. I don't know what to do, but I don't like it. So as soon as you got old enough to rebel, you did. Mm-hmm. You started resisting. You started resisting as a child. Then you started rebelling more as an adolescent. And then you really got into your rebelling good time into the young adult. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you see, when you rebel, you really have bought into it.
That's how I've made it real.
You made the social integrator ideal even more valuable, even more important, because you were far away from it and you resented that it wasn't easy for you to get there. Mm-hmm. That wasn't your path, and it was being forced on you, and you were really pissed about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But there was no alternative ever given you, right?
Right.
And so the only thing you could do is resist and rebel. Now, by rebelling, you gave yourself an identity of an independent person. It's the first step to independence is rebellion. And everybody really needs to go through that at some point in their life. They need to take whatever it is that was dumped on them in the learning and educational process as a child and drop it and say, up yours. I'm going to find my own way now. Arms on hips, feet strong on the ground, ready, resistant, ready to go. But where? What? You know? So the rebel tends to get stuck in rebelling.
Yes, I see that.
And so what you want to do is to let go of that identity, because that's something that's always going to stick you. Mm-hmm. It's going to create issues. You're always going to feel separate. As long as you're the rebel, you're always going to be in resistance to something.
Mm-hmm.
So recognize you're the authority now. You're it. You've grown up. You're the powerful adult. You're the powerful reality creator on her spiritual journey. And might, with a tremendous amount of love and caring for yourself, to let go of that identity piece of you that is the rebel. Because the rebel creates excess energy. And mm-hmm. then the balancing forces say, oh, yum, dinner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So anytime you rebel, it indicates separation and conflict. Okay? So once you get rid of the rebel, then, you see, also with that came your ego. Your negative ego had to somehow or another explain why that you were not able to reach that ideal. What was wrong with you? No, we've got to figure out why that ideal is bad and why you are good and validate your position.
And make that wrong.
And make that wrong. And you are right, therefore. And so the idea that you had rankling back in the back of your mind in your negative ego is that I'm going to prove that my way is right. I'm going to get happy, damn it. And I'm going to show everybody, look, this is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach the world how to be successful and happy without using this template. There. There. I'll show them. Right? Now, as soon as, of course, you do that, that's kind of the validation of the rebel. Right? That I'm going to be successful without you. Thank you very much. Goodbye. And because of that, of course, you do not get support from the social integrator. Right. You don't get energy, you know. You have to get energy from other sources, which you have. You've gotten energy from working with your energy body, from the divine, from unseen friends. You've gotten energy from other places. That's really great. However, where you are at is, and what you want to do is to create this balance. You need to kind of let go of all of that. And we're going to do that in the meditation, actually. And you're going to let go of that. And the path for you, where you're going to go and what you're going to be and how your relationships are going to be, is going to look entirely different. Even though the forms may be similar to what you've been attempting to get, or what you've been wanting to get, or what you've been putting together, or at the most, at the best in the past, it's going to feel really different, because there's no need to make it work a particular way. It's all going to be something that evolves. In other words, when you get that person to work with in a relationship, if the two of you come in, you don't know each other. You know, so what you do is that you're going to build a relationship together. You have to really look at only the present and the future, really. You don't want to bring in your past into the relationships. You've been there, done that, right? Mm-hmm. But you dream together. You see, okay, here's my dream. And the other person says, here's my dream. Let's look at what overlaps, okay? Let's look at what matches. Maybe some things don't match particularly. But you've got to be you, and the other person's got to be themselves. So what's the problem there? You see what we're saying. So just realize it's all going to just kind of unfold in little details in the moment. And that's the flow. A lot of people think, oh no, I've got to get to something bigger and better. No, you don't. The biggest and the best is right here now, in your power. It's perfect for you right now. All your feedback is right here, ready for you, right now. And so your agenda, which was an ego agenda, I'll show them, I'll teach them, I'll show how I'm, and validate me, and I'll validate my significance, my importance, and my way is okay, and my way is good. You know, you're not really there anymore, but that was where your choice mm-hmm. went then, right?
Definite theme there.
It was a definite theme there. And so the theme, ultimately, because that made an issue for you, an issue that somehow or another, no matter who you ended up with or who you were having an interaction with, somehow or another, it wasn't right.
Yeah, and I had to fight against it.
And you had to resist it, and you had to try and change it, and you had mm-hmm. to try to make it happen, mm-hmm. and da-da-da-da-da. And a lot of that trying to make it happen got you stuck back into the social integrator. Mm-hmm. Because that ideal was still pressing there. It still doesn't look good enough. It still isn't happy enough. It still isn't, you know, the other person isn't communicating well enough. They're not conscious enough. You're not doing this. They're not doing that. Blah, 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 blah. And so there's all this analysis. So we suggest to you, you're at a place now, let go of all the analysis, because your analysis created excess energy. Some people overanalyze their relationships. Now, when you're a teenager and you fall in love with somebody, or you fall head over heels in a total crush on somebody, you will hang on every single word that person says. And you'll think about, what did they mean by that? And you can go into double and triple meanings and figure out whether they like you or don't like you, or, you know, all that adolescent stuff. Well, you've all outgrown that. Okay. But recognize that there's still a part of you that wants to analyze it all to see if it's safe for you, to see if it's okay for you, to see if you're going to get some ego validation out of this or not. Even at the stage of development that you're at now. your ego is still looking for some kind of recognition that you're on the right path. But that recognition would come from a relationship. So you want to cut that connection. Because the person's being attracted to you isn't attracted to you because, wow, this person's such a powerful reality creator and so smart. Oh, I must fall in love with this person right away. Never works like that. Unless, you know, they just want to find somebody who's strong and capable and may take care of them. You don't want to do that. You've been there, done that. So we would suggest to recognize that this is a point in your life where you need to really relax. Okay? Stop working so much. Stop trying to analyze and figure it all out. Frankly, the greatest stuff cannot be figured out. The most wonderful, happy, satisfying, fulfilling life cannot be figured out. Why? Because the monkey mind is the one who's trying to figure it out. Can they? No, it's beyond the mind. When you go past outside of the social integrator, the mind has no clue what's going on. And it will panic. And your mind will try to get you back into the box. Try to make that other person fit into the pattern that you want or you think you want. Or try to shape things or try to manipulate the course of events. It'll try to nail down certainty. There is no certainty, ever. No certainty. Now you know that on some level. When you get your inner knowings, that's as close as you ever get to certainty. So if you know that that everything changes, this is an illusion, this is a reality where everything is born and dies. There's decay through time. That's why that's the time thing. Right? You went into a time thing, so it means that you have to be temporary. Okay? So everything is temporary. If you think of it that way, find yourself just floating, relaxed, through time. Let it be effortless. Let your daily life unfold effortlessly. Then the relationship will be effortless too. Now those of you who are at a certain energy, evolved spiritual level, have experienced times of this effortless flow, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to understand, you've got to have that with a relationship. You've got to have that with your work. You've got to have that with your health. Just with your life in general. So why not go there now? Because when you're in balance, there's no excess energy to get in the way. You don't get squashed for no reason at all. The more excess energy you get, the more you get squashed. And tell your monkey mind, okay, I want to put you to work, monkey mind. Instead of trying to figure everything out and nail everything down and analyze everything to death so that I'm in charge and in total control of my reality at every moment. That's what the mind is for all of you. Instead, tell the mind, I'm going to put you to work. I'm going to put you to work imagining and visualizing a daily life in total bliss and happiness, and what that's like. Get to work. And the mind goes, huh? I know what I don't want. Right, mind, but I want you to focus on what a good, happy, joyous, wonderful life be. And I'm not going to listen to any more analysis, okay? I want you to go and put your attention into the future now for a little bit. The mind has to be trained because it doesn't know, it doesn't have experience with that. Social integrator doesn't like for you to do that. Because if you're visioning your dream, that's your dream. You being happy. That's not much food for the social integrator. Social integrator wants devotion. It wants stress. It wants passion banged up into anger and frustration that it can feed on. It wants reaction and resistance. That's what it wants. And so that's where you're going to get your energy pulled. But if you go with this new tactic, you keep the social integrator from getting its hands on you. And your life gets easier, more magical, more flowing than before. It's not so bad as it is. So just think, how is it going to get so much better than this? How is it going to get better and better and better? Where is it going to be in 6 months if it keeps getting better? Most people are trained by the social integrator. This is part of your training, that there is such a thing as good old days and that the future looks dreary, because in the future you're going to get old and infirm and sick and lonely and blah, 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 down ad infinitum. So it holds this kind of dark vision of the future for the masses. Everybody is trained to think, okay, young is good, old is bad. So therefore, as you get older, the past gets brighter and brighter in spots. You remember the peaks of joy in your youth. But the peaks of joy in your youth are like the basement of your house of happiness in the future. It's just so doesn't compare. So put yourself on a track, and this is for all of you, and we'll go into more detail on this on Sunday, that the past is not as good as the present. And the present is not as good as the future. And it just keeps getting better and better and better right now. And start anticipating and expecting that it's getting better. And we sense that for you, this will get you out of those little mental snags and traps you've been kind of fussing with. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you very much.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Hi, Alexis.
Hello.
I wanted to talk about what happens with me. I mean, I'm happy with my relationships with my husband.
Good.
And my daughter, and things are really flowing, but then I can see myself getting, like, really contracting into, and social integrator is great because I'm moving from one whole school community to another whole school community. And I'm always involved with all these moms. And then I feel all this pressure of, you know, how do I raise my daughter, right? Part of me I've always been very eccentric, wanting to kind of do things my own way. When I became a mom, I just all of a sudden took on all this social pressure. And I still do things my own way, but I feel guilty about it. and then I start.
Oh, the social integrator loves you.
Well,
and guilt. My favorite.
Yeah, exactly. And then my daughter is very much a free spirit, doesn't want to brush her hair, you know, and I'm always trying to get her to brush her hair before she goes in a store, and we're fighting about it. And, you know, and
before she goes in a store?
Yes, she does. She likes to be a free spirit, you know. It's like,
so who cares what her hair looks like in the store?
I know,
only
that's what
you.
I'm talking about.
Oh, that reflects on you, doesn't it?
Well, it's more.
I have a child with messy hair. Oh, I'm a bad mother.
Well, it's not so much I'm a bad mother. It's that I feel like I should be.
You should train her in the ways of the social integrator.
Yeah.
For her benefit, right?
I'm in and out of that all the time. I'm really seeing it right now.
Okay,
really,
you need to look at the priorities. What really counts and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And combing her hair or brushing her hair before going into a store does not count.
Okay.
But what does count is for her to be aware of what she wants, and not to go treading all over other people.
Right. She, yeah.
You know.
She's got that, yeah.
She's already got that.
She's already got that. Right?
She's got all the basics already.
Right.
You know. But in a sense, to support her being okay so she doesn't feel bad, so she doesn't have to go into resistance and rebellion against you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want that. Mm-hmm. Because if she's fussing over this one incident of brushing her hair, we sure there's some others like this. What's going to happen when she's a teenager?
Right.
Oh, my. You're asking for trouble, dear one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. But then also look at your image with all the other moms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because now you're comparing yourself to the other moms. You're in resistance to them, a little bit of rebellion to them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feel that you fit completely. And you really want to. You want to belong. And you want them to like you, i.e. see your significance, ego value, whatever. You want them to like you or pay some attention to you or whatever. And you want to belong and you want to be helpful and you want to interact and you want to do all these kinds of things. Right? So really the issue here, which is for you to respect and honor your uniqueness, means that you've got to make a choice not to give your power away to the social integrator. And when you don't give your power away to the social integrator, you feel no guilt.
Mm-hmm.
You're free.
Mm-hmm.
You may feel an emptiness. It may feel a little weird because it doesn't have a certainty. It doesn't have a familiarity. But it has tremendous creativity.
Right.
Okay. So the social integrator is the one that sets the inner slave driver on you. So what happened is that you got the inner slave driver telling you you have to be a good mom. And all of this extra stuff, the social stuff and the other moms and all that, is just a subset of that somewhere.
Right, right.
You know, and because you know that your intentions for your child are very good, and they are. You are a good mom. But it's where you get snagged up with the social integrator. And your negative ego, therefore, creates excess energy in there that you get into a bit of trouble. Right? You're not to be the rebel. You're the authority.
Hmm.
It's totally okay for you to be completely and totally different from all the other moms. And you got to give yourself complete and total permission and the authority to be completely different and unique, and that is absolutely well and good and true for you. And that's fine. You've got to give yourself total acceptance for that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Because right now, it's a little bit of high school. You have to fit in, and there's some cliques and, you know, and all that stuff. Stay out of it. The way to handle, as we said, a social integrator is to find your own path. Be you. And when you be you with the authority that's invested by you, by your right of being a spiritual being, a powerful reality creator, and it was your choice to come here in the physical plane in the first place, you're in your power. When you make a choice like that to be you, it's just totally fine. See, now people say, you know, but wait, but Galexis. There are people who were totally themselves. And they got burned. They got, you know, at the stake. They were persecuted. They were destroyed. They were whatever. Yeah, you could look at some inventors and whatever. Because they were going against the social integrator of the times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like people who find a cure for an alternative, inexpensive cure for cancer. Are they going to be allowed to share that? Of course not, because a social integrator of standard medicine has too much to lose. If they can't find a way to integrate that person into their system, of course they're going to persecute them. They're going to do the best they can to shut them down. They don't care about cancer. They don't care about healing, curing cancer. They are only concerned about making money off of doing what they're doing and validating their way of doing it. Therefore, they get more money for it. This aspect of that medicine, that's just common to all social integrators. But if some of these people, but you know, it wasn't too possible to be full and complete and whole in yourself back in the past. You know, if so, then it would have been a different story perhaps. But the social integrators of today do honor a lot of creativity if the person is very easy with it and doesn't fight the establishment, doesn't say, up yours, here's what's better. That's when you get hit. That's when you get attacked. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So for you and all the other moms, it's not like you're saying to the moms, look, I'm better than you. But if there's a little bit in there, you better get that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm unique, and I'm proud of it. You get that out.
I don't even think it's them. It's just something inside of me.
It is. That's what we're talking about.
All right, right.
This is your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Your attitude towards them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what they're thinking about you, but you know what you're thinking about you, right? And you know that everybody's like this. They're spending all their time thinking about themselves.
Right?
You're thinking about yourself. What do they think of me? They're thinking about themselves, and what do you think of them? Right? Just keep that in mind. That's the training of the social integrator. Okay? Don't think about them, in a sense, like that. Just say, they're these beautiful spiritual beings. There's these beautiful light beings. Some of them are unconscious, and some of them are relatively conscious. And I'm just going to go and hang with them because they're mothers too. And so I'm going to get in this mother social integrator network. But I'm going to stay conscious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it lightly. I'm not going to make it serious.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay. It's just what it is. I'm just going to be me. I'm going to shine my light. It's going to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if you do that, what's going to be a problem? Nothing. Nothing. You won't get any disapproval. You won't get any problems. In fact, they'll just, you might find them, some of them gravitating, wanting to be with you, wanting to talk to you, wanting to befriend you. Woo, what is that about? Well, it's just because you're shining yourself with no judgment.
Right. Okay. What came to me just then, too, was just like in each moment with being a mother, being a wife, you know, being new in the family thing,
mm-hmm.
is to just tune into what's the priority in that moment instead of...
There you go.
Because I tend to, like, look at the... You know, I tend to try to structure everything, and it's got to go...
Oh, gosh. Like, you know. Yeah, well, there's the mind.
You know. And I'm an artist, so I tend to live in chaos, but I don't know why I'm trying to structure it. So that I'm push-pulling...
No, you're trying to structure it because that's the social integrator way.
Right.
It says you need to... It needs to look like this. You need to do this in this order, and this is a sense of order you're supposed to have. A social integrator says that.
Right.
And you get it subconsciously. Right? It's just part of the training. It just feeds into you all the time. It's like the fish in the water. You're just in it all the time. When you're with the other moms, you're in this social integrator of moms and mothering and raising children and family stuff. And it's all their family stuff, all your family stuff in a big mishmash.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But there's a core fundamental piece to motherhood, as the social integrator would have it look. There's the perfect mother ideal. Okay? It's full of crap. But every one of you has been fed that. You see? So you have to stay conscious, not to resist it, but when it shows up and you feel it, you just laugh.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? That's what we mean by just relax. Take it easy. Don't get swept up in the egregor, in the social network. Don't just get swept up in it. Don't go unconscious there. Stay conscious.
Okay? Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Okay. Thank you for your question.